The ACLU has filed a complaint late Wednesday in the U.S. District Court of Arizona. This, according to the Associated Press, the ACLU of Arizona says it's suing the city of Phoenix in order to block resumed sweeps of a huge homeless encampment downtown they say has displaced people, destroyed their identification documents, prescription medications, and other belongings. The ACLU said it filed the complaint late Wednesday in U.S. District Court of Arizona in a move to halt the city's possible resumption in December of the sweeps that were paused at the beginning of 2022. This is what the ACLU said. Rather than confront its housing crisis head on and invest in sustainable solutions to homelessness, the city is terrorizing the very people it should be helping. Look, we all know that homelessness is not going to go away. We also know that a large percentage of the population of homeless people have mental illness issues or drug addiction issues. And we also know that we don't want to have the same kinds of situations they do in Skid Row in L.A. or in San Francisco. We have to worry about safety and security in our neighborhoods. So there's a lot of things we have to address. We have to make sure that we're compassionate and we're taking care of our homeless population. But at the same time, we have business owners that are having serious issues doing business with homeless populations defecating and urinating on the sidewalks in front of their businesses. And so what do we do? On the line with me is an expert in homelessness. His name is Judge Glock. And Judge, it's wonderful to have you on the line. What are we going to do? And what are some ideas out there that address both sides of the equation?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. So first of all, as you mentioned, I think you understand, as everyone in Phoenix and Arizona understands, that the current model is not working. And anybody looking around in Phoenix should see that. There was recently a wonderful op-ed by the Democratic Senator, Kathy Miranda of Arizona, a state senator, who talked about just the unbelievable disaster that's happening on Phoenix's streets. The current rate, they're going to have about 1,000 homeless people dying on the streets of Phoenix this year, which is almost double the rate of last year. And that's not compassionate. A more compassionate way is actually begin clearing those streets and offer safe, secure, and frankly affordable alternatives. But the ACLU and a lot of the other groups involved with the homeless advocacy community refuse to take that step.
You know, I know that one of the things that was proposed last year in the state legislature was this idea of sanctioned campsites. Can you talk a little about that? And I know that it's going to probably be considered again at the state legislature. It seems like an idea that has a lot of merit. Could you kind of talk about that, put some meat on the bones?
Yeah, so the sanctioned camping site idea is basically an answer to the question of, well, what can you do today, this week, this month about the homeless problem? Now, you can't and shouldn't try to arrest every single person in the street and put them in jail. That'd be too expensive. You certainly can't do what the ACLU and some of the other groups advocate, which is give every single person in the street a permanent home for as long as they live for free or for basically no cost. But what you can do is set up these sanctioned camping sites away from residential areas with police protection, with necessary services, with the drug and alcohol and mental health treatment that people in the street need. And you can do that very rapidly. Places like Oakland or Texas have set up these camps in as little as 3 weeks. I've been many times to the Esperanza community, a sanctioned camp outside of Austin, Texas, that they was set up after they cleared some of the homeless encampments under the Texas highway system. And, you know, it's not a perfect site, but it's obviously a step above where these people were living out of the streets without any protection or any sort of services on their own. And, you know, Phoenix and the state of Arizona are definitely correct to start considering this. In fact, the mayor of Portland, Oregon, no sort of, you know, arch conservative, recently said he was going to clear all of the streets in the city and put the people there, if they wanted to, if they refused to go back to their home or to shelter, into these sanctioned camping sites. And that's clearly a better alternative than the current situation.
We're quickly running out of time, Judge, but you know, we've got to start figuring out things that are win-win. The ACLU is going to have to give we're all going to have to be a lot more creative than we've been in the past. And I want to kind of separate fact from fiction real quickly, but I've been told by a lot of our homeless experts that there is a certain segment of the population that just doesn't want to live in these shelters because they don't want to live by the rules. Is there some truth to that?
That's absolutely true. They're what it's called in the lingo service resistant. And when you survey people in encampments, usually a large majority say they would refuse to go into shelters. But the important qualification there is that's if the open encampments are continue to be allowed on the streets or on the sidewalks or parks. If you close off that option, a lot of those people either, one, go back to their friends and family where a lot of them were before the street became an option when the city refused to enforce it, or two, they do have to go into those shelters or services or these sanctioned camping sites. Now, you know, they don't like a lot of the rules, which may involve some things such as sobriety, but obviously having someone with severe drug addiction out on their own without any rules out of the streets or sidewalk is not a viable long-term alternative for them or for the cities themselves.
Well, Judge, we've run out of time, but I really, really appreciate you taking the time. I understand that this idea of sanctioned camping is going to come up again, but we've all got to be talking about real solutions and stop the finger pointing and just get the job done. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a happy December and a wonderful Christmas season.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and agree wholeheartedly, of course.
All right. Take care.